close. It's just around the corner. The day that we've looked forward to is near. We get caught up in the season and smile for no good reason. It's that loving time of year. I wish that I could bottle up this feeling, pass it out a little every day. 'Cause all the scars of pain have started healing, and troubles of this world just fade away. So let's give thanks to our Lord up in heaven for filling our hearts up with Christmas cheer. Take the time to pull our loved ones closer in this loving time of year. Christmas dawning, the old folks still are yawning, but sleepy eyes won't last long around here. Soon every face is glowing, no way to keep from showing this loving time of year. I wish that I could bottle up this feeling and pass it out a little every day. This world just fade away. So let's give thanks to our Lord up in heaven for filling our hearts up with Christmas cheer. Take the time to pull our loved ones closer in this loving time of year. In this loving time of year.
Happy holidays, everybody. Travis Tritt getting us started off there with the Listener's Choice tape, edition number 17, the Christmas edition for 2004. This tape comes to you from 115 North Keats Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Or you can call us at 502-721-7634, where the machine is always on. Or you can email me at snakeguy@bellsouth.net. And as always, this tape, the Christmas edition, is yours to keep. Now, let me call to your attention that we're doing it a little bit differently this year, in that, as you'll notice, you are getting this tape in our regular box that you get the Listener's Choice section tape in. And what we want you to do is to take the tape out, and by all means keep it if you want it, and send the box back. Just turn the card over and send the empty box back so that we can send you the next section. But by all means, keep the tape if you like. If you want to send it back, if you'd rather put us a message on, make comments or whatever, that's fine. Our feelings won't be hurt. But you're more than welcome to keep the tape if you want it and just send the empty box back. We're doing this for a reason. we have to pay someone, namely Tracy, whom many of you met at the track meet in September, our driver-reader combination, to go in every year and take these cards and address envelopes, make address labels or address envelopes to send the tapes out that you're going to be keeping for the Christmas edition. And we can save quite a bit by not doing that. If we just send the box and have you turn it around and send it back empty, then we can save that money. And so now you know that Roger and Marilyn have a little Scrooge in us. Well, it's not really Scrooge, it's just good business sense, huh? But anyway, feel free to keep this tape. That's great. Just by all means send us the box back so you can get the next edition starting in February. Let's get back to lots of music now, shall we?
I was playing Santa Claus downtown on Christmas Eve when a little girl of three or four climbed up onto my knee. I could tell she had a Christmas wish behind those eyes of blue. So I asked her, "What's your name and what can Santa get for you?" She said, "My name is Christmas Carol. I was born on Christmas Day. I don't know who my daddy is, and mommy's gone away. All I want for Christmas is someone to take me home. Does anybody want a Christmas carol of their own?" Well, all that I could say was Santa do the best he could. Then I set her down and told her, "Now remember to be good." She said, "I will," then walked away, turned and waved goodbye. And I'm glad she wasn't close enough to see old Santa cry. She said, "My name is Christmas Carol. I was born on Christmas Day. I don't know who my daddy is, and mommy's gone away. All I want for Christmas is someone to take me home. Does anybody want a Christmas carol of their own?" Early Christmas morning, I got up and dialed the phone. I made a few arrangements with the county children's home. And they told me it would be all right to pick her up today. Now my little Christmas carol won't ever have to sing. "My name is Christmas Carol. I was born on Christmas Day. I don't know who my daddy is, and mommy's gone away. All I want for Christmas is someone to take me home. Does anybody want a Christmas carol of their own?" Well, Merry Christmas, Carol. I love you. Welcome home.
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hair looks wet.
I have to say no, no, no.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. She'll lift, look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Like waves on a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Yeah, she lives all delicious.
Well, maybe just a little bit
There's
more.
There's never such a blizzard before.
I got to go home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when
but
you touch my
you
hand. How can you do this?
That makes you chilly just to hear it, doesn't it? Baby, it's cold outside. Let's have one from Doug Stone now, and we'll follow that one with a real nice one from Grandpa Jones called The Christmas Guest. Here's Doug Stone.
At an antique desk, an old man sits alone. It's Christmas Eve and almost time to go. He signs his name to a letter he just wrote. Then he reads it back with a voice as soft as snow. I want peace on earth for Christmas. In a world where there's not one hungry child. A day when hope and faith conquers fear and hate. All it's gonna take is a little more love. He walks outside and climbs up on his sleigh. Then calls out to his reindeer, and off they fly away. Tonight he'll make a million dreams appear. While he wishes his own dreams could come true this year. I want peace on earth for Christmas. In a world where there's not one hungry child.
is a little more love. A day when hope and faith conquers fear and hate. All it's gonna take is a little more
one day near December's end. Two neighbors called on an old-time friend, and they found his shop so meager and mean, made gay with 1,000 boughs of green. And Conrad was sitting with face ashine when he suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine, and he said, "Old friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, I am coming your guest to be. So I've been busy with feet astir, strewing my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread and the kittle is shine, and over the rafters the holly is twined. And now I'll wait for my Lord to appear and listen closely, so I will hear his step as he nears my humble place, and I open the door and look on his face." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known, for long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision he had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn and all of his clothes were ragged and worn. But Conrad was touched, and he went to the door and he said, "Your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that will keep you warmer too." So with grateful heart the man went away. But Conrad noticed the time of day, and he wondered what made the Lord so late and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more. A bent old lady with a shawl of black, with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away, and the Lord hadn't come as he said he would, and Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood. When out of the stillness he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who had wandered away and was lost from her family on Christmas Day. Again, Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he should make the little girl glad. So he called her in and wiped her tears and quieted all her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own darkened door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and knelt down to pray, and he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." When soft in the silence a voice he heard, Lift up your head, for I kept my word. 3 times my shadow crossed your floor. 3 times I came to your lowly door. For I was the beggar with bruised cold feet. I was the woman you gave something to eat. And I was the child on the homeless street. 3 times I knocked, 3 times I came in, and each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best. I was honored to be your Christmas guest.
There'll be Christmas just the same. It's just another homemade Christmas in Kentucky. Just odds and ends I fashion with my heart and with my hands. It's just another homemade Christmas in Kentucky. Our fine and fancy homemade love, God's precious gift from up above, make up the homemade Christmas of this poor Kentucky man. There's a brand new Barlow knife with a shiny wooden handle, gleaming in the window down at Gill and Johnson's store. My wide-eyed little Billy boy, his face pressed to the window, too young for understanding what it means to be so poor. It's just another homemade Christmas in Kentucky. Just odds and ends I fashion with my heart. Just another homemade Christmas in Kentucky. Our fine and fancy homemade love, God's precious gift from up above, make up the homemade Christmas of this.
Kenny Rogers there, and hey, that's what we're going to try to have, the homemade Kentucky Christmas. That sounds good to me. Well, let's keep it kind of here in Kentucky with the next song. This is an offering that John Michael Montgomery gave us this past holiday season. Actually, it's kind of pretty. I like it. John Michael, of course, grew up in Lexington, Kentucky, about 75 miles up the road from us. After that, turn it over and we'll start side two out with one from the Glazer Brothers.
The ending of December 1943, somewhere in the forest, the snow was 3 feet deep. Two Allied soldiers walking, trying not to freeze, far from home on Christmas Eve. A cabin with the light on brought them to its door. A woman said, in my home, you can't bring in your war. So leave your rifles outside, up against a tree. There's peace on earth on Christmas Eve. And they sat by the fire, and they talked all night long, sang Christmas hymns and showed pictures of home. In the middle of a great war, it's so hard to believe there's peace on earth on Christmas Eve. Later in the evening, footsteps in the night, two German soldiers freezing. The woman went outside. You're welcome here in my home, but your guns will never be. There's peace on earth on Christmas Eve. The soldiers all were frightened when they stood face to face. The woman said, your brother, part of the human race. Tonight we're all just family, and we'll get down on our knees and praise his name on Christmas Eve. And they sat by the fire, and they talked all night long, sang Christmas hymns and showed pictures of home. Middle of a great war, bitter enemies found peace on earth on Christmas Eve. Early that next morning, they went their separate ways, shook hands and hugged that woman there on Christmas Day.